Kentucky's king of the Tea Party, Rand Paul, has endorsed Senator McConnell. What does that mean to your campaign?
You know, Rand Paul is one vote. He has made decisions that he needs to make for his personal reasons. I can't speak to what those are. I will tell you this. I think very highly of Rand Paul. I supported him in his primary and in his general election. I've voted for him twice in both the primary and the general election. I would vote for him again. He's a good guy. But at the end of the day, I don't think the voters of Kentucky move in lockstep with anyone. And I think in this instance, the very same people who coalesced behind Rand Paul, the very same people who came behind him and pushed him ahead of Trey Grayson, who had been hand-chosen by Mitch McConnell, those people are with me from day one.
The McConnell campaign, of course, struck right out of the gate when you announced your campaign with an ad that criticizes your company in Connecticut for taking $100,000 in federal grant funds after your business had burned down. Can you justify, you know, taking of those grants or using those grants for your business?
There was a $100,000 grant that the state came to the town at the request of people in the town and from around the state and said, we're getting all these calls from people who want to do something to help save this company. The town did not initiate the process. The company did not initiate the process. It was initiated by the state in reaction to people who were townspeople and people from around the state. This is a very historic company. It's the oldest manufacturing company, the oldest family-run business in the state. Make all the bells for the Salvation Army kettle ringers, for example, and have made a lot of historic bells through the years, including the bell that gave Clarence his wings in It's a Wonderful Life. And so all of these things are the kind of things that people didn't want to see this piece of American history slip away if there was anything that could be done. To compare this to a bailout shows Mitch McConnell's utter lack of understanding of how the real world works.
Was it a loan?
I'm personally responsible to repay it if I don't create a certain number of jobs and keep them in the state for a certain amount of time. If I do all the things I'm obligated to do, the state will get all its money back and then some. But if I don't, then I have to pay the money back.
You're running as a conservative Republican, but are you running as a Tea Partier, or would you just consider yourself a conservative Republican?
I'm a conservative Republican, and I welcome the support from any corner of the GOP that it comes from.
If you're appealing to conservative Republicans who happen to be Tea Partiers, who happen to be registered as independents, independents can't vote in a Republican primary.
Correct.
In Kentucky, how does that affect your chances?
You know, at the end of the day, there are 1.167 million registered Republicans in the state of Kentucky. If you have a crazy turnout in the primary next May, you might see 30%, which means you're talking maybe 350,000 votes. 350,000 votes, you need 175,001. Independents absolutely would be critical in a general election. Their inability to help in this instance, you know, it doesn't help the cause, but it doesn't necessarily hurt the cause.
You're going to be allowed to speak at Fancy Farm. You know, how are you preparing for that speech, which it's going to be probably, you know, a speech in an atmosphere like none other for you so far?
I have 9 children. Being the father of 9 children is a warm-up for Fancy Farm on a daily basis. I'm looking forward to it with tremendous anticipation. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, Kentucky U.S. Senate candidate Matt Bevin, who's the primary challenger for Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, thanks very much for your time.
Chad, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.